Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After, turn to or go to Turning Point Prayer Hub via our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok every day. Time is 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. TPGF members and listeners in other nations with time differentials, if you can wake up to join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, it will be good. Join us daily. But if you cannot, then whenever you wake up in your country or where you are, listen first to these audio ministrations as we are currently doing. Then go to our YouTube and Facebook to do the prayer hub securing the day. Everyone should also listen to our radio ministrations uploaded in our YouTube and Facebook portals every day. Now, welcome to Thursday, the ninth day in April 2026. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Day 9 has a deep spiritual meaning. In the Bible, there are 9 fruit of the Spirit according to Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 and 23. And there are also 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. 9 fruits, 9 gifts on the 9. What a spiritual meaning. I speak over your life and destiny with an anointed tongue. Go and bear fruits and go and operate under spiritual gift. No more barrenness in the life of anyone. No more barrenness in the life of my listeners. You shall be amazingly fruitful. Physically, all waiting couples, please, your day of joy has come. I see a set of things compensation for your delay. Barrenness is not only about the womb. There is financial barrenness, mental barrenness, career barrenness, ministerial barrenness. Whichever any listeners may be suffering or experiencing, I declare no more barrenness. Say amen and receive it. Then gift of the Holy Spirit, I prophesy, start operating and manifesting supernaturally. Everything you touch and you anoint and speak to, answers will come speedily. Stretch out your 2 hands before you. I use Acts chapter 19 verse 11 to pray for you now. It says God wrought special miracle in the hands of Paul the apostle. Receive God's grace also to do special miracles. From today, your hands become healing hands. It becomes a mighty touch. Miracle release hand, releasing hand, money distributing hand. You shall have more than enough for distribution. In 14 days, you shall see visible, countable, and recordable increase and result in all you do with these hands. These hands will sign checks in millions and multi-millions. Say amen, I receive it. Please do this in addition. Wash your hand clean with soap, mop it up, and anoint those hands. Let's see what will follow this prayer today. Send your testimonies as you begin to see terrific changes. Yes. Raise your phone for alert upon alert prayers again today. I prophesy alert upon alert. Alert upon alert. Your goods and your market will sell. You will record high patronage in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who owe you will come to pay. God will put pressure on them. God will put your name and your image in the heart of good people. They will bless you financially today. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, receive it. Expect a lot upon a lot. April 9th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live to your good old age in prosperity and power. Say amen. Happy birthday. Now let's go to teachings. Pay attention and apply these lessons accordingly. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. Please, I need clarification on the dead relatives. My mother died a believer. Sometimes I see her in my dreams giving me instructions on different issues I am battling with. She now and I rebuke her. I have heard continuously that we have no relationship with the dead. Thank you, sir. Wow, exactly. The living has no relationship with the dead, be they our parents, spouse, close relations. Your mom is not the person you see in your dream, but a familiar spirit using her image and voice to deceive you. Reject it. Do warfare prayers on this as we have been taught. Your dear mom is with her Lord and Savior, waiting for the day we shall all meet to part no more. Next, good morning, Daddy, and all my wonderful TPGS siblings. Daddy, please, can you pray for our students writing JAMB, WAEC, and other important exams? Thank you, sir. Wow, of course. Sure. So all students, including professionals, writing exams or preparing to write an exam, please find something connecting to that exam. Hold it or raise it up. Yes, it could be your system, your document, exam number, your bureau, and pen. Raise them up. Parents, let's use that as a point of contact. Parents can stand in the gap for their children and those they know writing exam or preparing for exam. Receive retentive memory. Receive the spirit of accuracy and speed. You will perform excellently well, more than ever before. Those handling your exam and marking your paper and recording them shall not make mistake in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are coming out with flying color. And then you move to the next level. Parents shall rejoice over the performances of their children. Congratulations in advance. I see you succeed already. Please anoint yourself with the oil every day as you go to the exam hall. You will come with brilliant testimonies. Next, good morning, sir. How do one go get back all the years one had lost? For instance, missing an opportunity that will have changed one's life for greatness. And the reverse is the case presently. Wow, yes, this is the experience of most people. Lost time, wasted opportunity, mainly for lack of knowledge. Yes, for ignorance, lack of a mentor, lack of a platform such as this, mentoring and guiding people. For such people, Joel chapter 2 verse 25 is the way out. Please read it and claim it. Prayer of restoration of the lost years. Do warfare prayers on this matter. Stop regretting. Stop blaming yourself and others. Stop crying. God is the God of multiple opportunities. New opportunities will come. Then you need a mentor. And then stay connected to Turning Point. You will know more each of the days as we bring revelations. Next, good morning, dear Daddy. Thanks for the good work is using you to do. I am a young pioneer of a growing church. We are very much together with my wife in unity of purpose. But she has an abstract attitude towards erring members. She suddenly changes towards them each time they misbehave. This can be too obvious that I sometimes feel very ashamed. How can I help this situation, sir? Wow, this is always a challenge for most young pastors. Unfortunately for pastors, members don't see pastor and their wife differently. They see them together. Now, let your wife, my daughter, listen to me on this counsel. Young pastors' wives, no matter how young you are, the members see you as the mother of the church. Behave like a true mother. When you have your biological children, no matter how much they misbehave, you don't cast them away. You draw them closer. You show them love. Then you correct and you rebuke them. Then they will love you more. If not, you will scare away members from that new church. Therefore, connect your wife, my daughter, to a successful, mature pastor's wife to mentor her. My daughter, please agree. Calm down and let God use you and your husband to build a very strong church that heaven will be proud about. Pastoring is a serious job and is meant for mature people, both the husband and the wife. God will see you through in Jesus' name. Right? We'll take it off from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Today is the Prayer Mountain Service Day at Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshobo Akure Uyo, Port Harcourt are now Mararaba centers in Abuja and Nasarawa. Two services we hold today as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Attend the one that is most convenient for you. And the prayer focus today is, Lord, change my level. List out all the areas where you desire changing level for yourself and your children. Put them in an envelope. Come and lay them on the global prayer altar. All online, send yours at email. It shall be live streamed. Every anointing oil freshly coming out will be given to all in attendance today free. Anointed man to also. Please don't compromise your tithe, personal or corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 444 we are sowing this fourth month of the year. Then the 50K and the 5K is not closed yet. Do as God is laying on your heart. Anything you give God, He multiplies it back to you. Yesterday, I spoke on sowing special sacrificial seed on one's birthday, connected to the number of years that one has spent. Do so if God lays it in your heart. It's a powerful spiritual key. I speak to everyone's life today. You will do well. You will see the wonders of God. All the prayer we daily pray for you here shall become testimonies. The one you pray for yourself too shall also be testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.